Computer Talk with Dave Mason, fighting the high-tech fight.
Talk. And live during the show, only email drdavelive at gmail.com. That's drdavelive at gmail.com. Another big development over the last couple of weeks is the, I don't want to use the term failure because I don't think that's accurate, but the retreat of Google Glass. I think they're backing off. They're not shutting it down, but they're completely changing it, that whole project. And there's all kinds of analysis on the web and in various media about how and why it happened and what's going to happen in the future. Will it be successful in the future? Is Google dead? You know how that goes, right? You have a success, you're going to take over the world. You have a failure, you're going to die. And there's not much in between when you, often when you're reading these analysts' take on things. And it's very interesting. A couple things stood out to me in the various analysis and stories that I've read about the failure of Google Glass. One of the things is how much, again, no matter what they tell you, it's a human problem. How much infighting there was, how many issues there were. There was one of the big issues with Sergey Brin's affair that revolved around that and his use of Google Glass. The more things change, the more things stay the same. The same issues that crop up that cause humans to experience issues 100 years ago and 1,000 years ago and 10,000 years ago are exactly the same in the depths of Google's secret projects. Exactly the same. And there was a lot of infighting as to just how secret the project needed to be, and that caused issues. There were problems with who gets credit for what, and that's, you know, is that new? One of the interesting things, though, that stood out to me was not so much how it happened and why it happened, because, you know, the reality is nobody really knows the details except the folks that are in that were in that project. They're not speaking. I mean, there may be a book written on it 2 years from now, but it ain't happening now. And the thing that occurred to me was, I think it was a New York Times article. Where the author thought that the failure was due to Google Glass's, which started very, very secret. It gradually became more and more open, and the more open it became, the worse it got, and it ultimately then just failed. And the reason it failed is because as it got more open, more flaws were discovered. And as more flaws were discovered, it became more likely for it to fail. And ultimately, so many flaws were discovered that it did fail, and that was the end of that. And I take the exact opposite view. If you have a product that has flaws, especially in a research project, would you prefer that those flaws be found 2 years into the project? Or would you prefer those flaws to be found 2 months into the project?
2 months, of course.
2 months. So I think that actually, and maybe this is what will, one of the things that will change, is that it will be a much more open project. And I think while they wanted to be secret from a competitive perspective, in terms of the details of the project, I think they did want to be open. It was they were selling them for $1,500. It's not like they weren't available. They were so secret that you couldn't get them. You know, they were out there. People were using them. If there were flaws, they were discovering them. But I think how they got dealt with because of the secrecy was a negative factor. I think when you're coming from the perspective of, we don't want to find flaws, when they come up, it kills you. I mean, it damages the project. When you're coming from the perspective, we want to find all the flaws we can as fast as we can, there's a different dynamic. And instead of things getting hidden and pushed underneath and and pushed aside and denied, and they get embraced. Okay, great.
Right.
This is the problem. We'll fix that. This is the problem. We'll change that. And then you begin arguing over what the solutions are instead of arguing over whether the flaws should be shown or revealed. So I think what you're going to see, Google is not dead. Google Glass is not dead. I think they're going to change the name. I think they're going to come out with a 2.0 version. I think one of the fun things about this is the fact that HoloLens is out from Microsoft.
I know, I saw that.
And that, it's always better when you have competition. It makes both projects better. And I'm excited about that possibility. I do think, you know, that there's an issue with being too enamored with technology. Wearable technology is not necessarily all wonderful, and we learned that with Google Glass. That may be one of the most important things from Google Glass that we've learned, is that really cool, interesting, revolutionary technology doesn't mean good.
Right.
I mean, it might mean good,
it can,
but it doesn't
mean world domination and human destruction.
No, it can just mean you know what, this ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going the other way.
No, not where, pure evil. Yeah. It's not just saintliness or pure evil. There's a lot in between.
It's true. I have heard about the. Did you hear about the new? It's not actually a conventional pair of glasses. We have a new product called the Spectacle coming out.
Ah,
you just. And there's one called the Monocle.
No
for
kidding.
For you folks who can't handle
for
both
the
lenses,
German evil German professor
with the bald head.
Yeah.
And running a Stalag 17 prison camp in Germany in 1942.
But no, I think it's the future. I think bodes well both for Google and Microsoft to a significant degree because of each other. And I mean, already HoloLens has taken a different tack on some of the things that really hurt Google Glass. So Google's not dead. Google Glass 2.0 on the way out. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Talking about hacks and talking about problems with network systems and information systems, you heard about the TurboTax thing.
Mm-hmm.
Billions, and not just because of TurboTax. I don't want to put it all on TurboTax.
Right.
But the IRS has been doing literally tens of billions, like $52 billion or something, worth of fraudulent tax refunds.
Go figure.
They found out that some of those were the result of some fraud within the TurboTax system. And some states temporarily stopped accepting tax returns from Intuit's TurboTax service. All states that I know of, except for Minnesota, have began accepting TurboTax returns. Huge hit for Intuit's TurboTax service.
Oh, that's a killer.
I kind of feel bad for them because I'll tell you, it's kind of like we talked about earlier. You know, I'll guarantee you there are hacks going on right now that we'll learn about in April. Mm-hmm. Well, there are other systems other than TurboTax that are getting abused that we just haven't heard about yet. What we've heard about is the Intuit TurboTax system. There will be more. And gosh, I hate to be so negative about stuff, but it is an incredibly daunting environment right now. Everything is vulnerable. 866-821-8255 is the number. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.